What's up, fam? This is The 1%. I'm your host, Troy Thompson. We're here to awaken your 1%. Give a platform to all the culture creators out there. Where are the culture creators? Get online. Get with us. This is The 1%.
What's good, family? This is your co-host, Marlon Sattler. We just want to welcome you to the show tonight. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. You can find us on TuneIn on the Dial 89.1. Or you can look us up on Facebook. We're live on Facebook at Troy Thompson. We got a powerful show for you tonight. We got a house full once again. We'll go ahead and introduce the room to you right now. To our right, we have head football coach, assistant track coach, Mr. Eddie Hall.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
All right. To his left, we got the one and only Mike Sanford, the doc.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Yeah, up next.
Like Marty Mar.
We've got worship leader, super wife.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Super wife, super mother.
That's just a lie.
Yeah, what'd you think I said? Super white?
Super white.
She's white.
Say super Caucasian.
But she's super Caucasian.
She said I'm not.
And and worship leader, Miss Ashley, Lady Ashley Svoboda.
Hey, family.
All right, next to her is Mr. Everything, Mr. Matt Norton.
How's it going?
Yeah. In the room again, we got worship leader, Miss Autumn Standiford.
She way over there.
Just say hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And behind me, we've got Miss Rochelle Green Petrie, who just stepped in the house with snacks.
I
got a couple donuts right now.
She brought snacks. She's just letting everybody know if you're going to be here tonight, bring snacks.
I know that's right.
And tacos.
Lady Ashton wants tacos. Listen, thank you for tuning in to the 1% tonight. We're so glad you're with us. We got a lively show for you this evening. Marlon, I want you to just briefly, I'm going to put you on the spot here, okay? As you shove donut holes
down
into your donut hole.
Into my face.
Donut holes in your face hole.
Oh, that was so bad.
It's on. Listen, make sure you're watching us live tonight. Go to my Facebook page, watch us live. Tune in on the Dial Power 89.1, the only station that provides power. Tonight, Marlon, I'm just going to make you share it because you've been sleeping on it for a minute.
Yeah.
And so you're just going to have to share it. So there's something that's in the works.
Mm.
And it's just you got to let it go, man. You just got to let it out of the closet.
Yeah.
You can't stay in the closet like that.
Yeah, I know. I got to
come out ahead and say it.
I got to come out of the closet today.
Out.
Listen, fam.
Out with it.
It's not what you think.
It's not. It's not what you think.
So no, I've been working on for a while now a platform to just inspire people and give hope to people called Revival Me. You know, you just watch out for it. It'll be coming up soon. We'll have also a link to Revival Tees, where we'll be selling T-shirts and things of that nature, apparel, where a percentage of that will be going towards our local community.
That's right.
Community, yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put a little pressure on you to develop that further. And make sure we got some revival going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about, you know?
Yeah.
And we talked about it. I think, you know, everybody mistakes revival for concerts they go to and
church services.
Yeah,
big one.
I think, what we miss is, you know, if you stand in the middle of a room and draw a circle around yourself, guess what? Revival starts right there. And so,
there it is.
Yeah.
So you get some dope tees coming.
Yeah.
Some real dope apparel.
Yes, sir.
Some stuff that you'll wear everywhere, not just the church.
That's right. Yeah, it'll be worn everywhere, you know, and it's just to inspire everybody to find that 1% in them and to, you know, first give glory to God and know who you are, to find your identity, your purpose in life. And
but it's real covert, not overt.
It really is covert.
So you won't even see it.
You definitely
sneak up on you.
You definitely won't see it
like a Bigfoot.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
like
so
that's good. So be looking for that Revival Me. Revival You. You're listening to The 1%. We're glad you're with us tonight. On the show, we want to welcome, of course, our guest, Eddie Hall. He's holding it down at Lorraine High, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We actually just got out of track practice, and I
shot over here. So
coaching. Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later. But welcome to the show. Just formally welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us tonight. Definitely believe you are creating some culture out there. Let's get to the news with the doc. Doc, what's going on?
What's up? All right. So I know you probably heard about it.
Everybody heard about this.
our dear brother. And you know, it's not too many lines of separation between us and him.
No. I got a dude coming into town next week.
Yeah, exactly. Just so
sat in the room with him.
To bring everybody
sang
into
songs
this.
With him at the club.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, play for him and everything.
For sure.
All right. So to bring everybody
Leon
else
Timbo.
In,
you can just, into I'm Leon our some love. Leon Timbo.
Shout out Leon.
Timbo.
There we go.
Yeah.
So I bet nobody knows what we're talking about. So mm-mm. Tyrese Gibson, the singer and actor.
Not Leon, but Tyrese.
Tyrese. Did I say Leon?
No, I said I said it. Okay. I just didn't want anybody to get confused. It's not Leon going through this.
With
Tyrese.
The Gibsons.
Right, right. The Gibsons. So Tyrese Gibson, singer, actor. A lot of us might know him from the Fast and Furious franchise.
I don't watch that trash, but go ahead.
What? Nobody liked
that's garbage.
Wait, am I in the room by myself on that one? Nobody
no,
liked
I don't stand it. No, that, those are the worst movies
we said,
ever made.
I couldn't stand it.
Wow. Listen, I don't even get it, man. Nobody drives a car like that.
No, no, no. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Nobody got time for that nonsense.
Showing me some love over here.
Who's
my cousin showing me some love.
And to I may be sleeping in a garage because my wife absolutely loves Fast and the Furious, but those are the worst movies.
But see,
Michelle
anyway.
Watches.
She's like way cooler than you. So
everybody in the room, I need everybody in the. I need everybody in the room right now that watches Fast and Furious to raise your hand.
I mean, I watched it. Right?
Matt, you leaving
oh, no,
me,
man.
Matt,
you don't
watch
that,
it,
do you, man.
Right. Matt, go ahead and admit it. You know you watch Fast and the Furious, man.
I'm just kidding.
Matt be trying to.
I mean, but seriously,
out,
though,
you know.
All right. Tyrese Gibson did something with that.
Yes, he did. So, if everybody's allegedly, we're going to say allegedly because, you know, we're not trying to get no calls. But
allegedly.
Anyway, he went live on Facebook and basically created this. Yeah, right. It already started off bad. Went live on Facebook.
Live on Facebook.
Clearly, PR wasn't contacted, whatever. But he goes live on Facebook and begins to kind of go on a rant about the status of his relationship with his ex and his daughter. And it wasn't like status as far as like how he felt about her. Well, not until the end. But he started out just kind of, you know, talking like, yeah, you know, it's so important for people to. It was just real bizarre. Let me just say it like that. It started off very vague and very like.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretend. Yeah. I'm still not sure if it's not pretend or not.
It was but then he started talking about his daughter and he showed he had on this hoodie that says Shayla. Shayla is his daughter's name. Mm-hmm. Shayla rocks. And then all of a sudden, he just like goes into like the ugly cry. Like, and you know, not just cry. He went into like the ugly cry. Like what you would expect. Like,
Marlon just gave you Eddie Murphy raw.
That's exactly what that was.
Let everybody hear again what the ugly cry is.
That's how you know you grew up together. When it's, you hear that, you're like, "That's you're just doing Eddie Murphy raw, man."
That's exactly what that
with
is.
With some ice cream.
My cousin over there saying, "Bless his heart." But yes, he gave the ugly cry, and then I think the reason why we kind of bring this up.
Is
so the
child
response,
support? Or?
Well, it wasn't that, just child support. Allegedly, there were allegations. Right? No, there are allegations. So his ex, Norma Gibson, she essentially made allegations that he was abusing his daughter. And so he said she woke up September 11th this year and just decided that she was no longer going to allow him to see his daughter. And so
are we talking physical, like abuse?
It was physical abuse.
Okay,
and
so
that's what a lot of media like CBS, you know, what they're reporting, that it was allegations and that there are actual court documents that would suggest that, you know, the allegations that she's making is about physical abuse mm-hmm. towards his daughter. And so his whole thing, he just went on and he like rant is an understatement. It went from like this bizarre kind of like, I'm going to talk to like, you could tell when his heart broke because then the ugly cry came and yelling like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Other allegations that, I mean, that's legit what he said. Other allegations that he made was, and I'm not laughing at him, but he said he is paying.
We're laughing with you, Tyrese.
With, yes, Brother Tyrese, we are laughing with you. $13,000 a month is what he's paying in child support.
Oh.
And so his frustration essentially is, I don't get to see my baby. Plus, he was like, what?
Yeah, plus you hit me with 13.
What more do you want from me?
$14,000.
One more thousand.
No. Going to Dubai for like 3 months.
Yes.
Without.
Okay, hold on. So go ahead, cousin.
I said, I thought I heard that part of the reason why she did that was because he took their daughter to Dubai for 3 months. And just took her. I mean, that's what I thought I read.
All right.
Now to that point, though, he is known for being a rather extravagant parent. You know, even what we were talking about before the show, like, he has paid, with this whole situation going on, allegedly, he purchased, like, a plane with a huge banner that says, Shayla, Daddy loves you, above her school. So just, you know,
I'm gonna do that.
Maybe he should only be getting hit for
not precious with them.
I mean, he paid for a private plane to fly over a school. You know, he's like you said, there's an extravagant lifestyle that he lives. You can look at his post and see how he flaunts his cars and everything he does. So I don't know. Maybe they should only be hitting him for $89 a month.
Maybe. Oh. I tell you what, they should make a deduction. There should be an itemized deduction for the level of parenting when you parent like that,
right?
There should be you should take that into account. But here's the thing: if you make that much money, I'm going to need all of the people who make that much money to hire themselves a public relations manager.
This is the thing: he has PR. In fact, he has like this whole business structure because, you know, he released this last album, which kind of, so the other thing, he's making enemies right now, which is not helping his cause.
Right.
Because people, of course, there's now the Tyrese Challenge. And so you go on,
there's a thing. It's a hashtag?
Oh, they're
hashtag Tyrese Challenge.
Yeah, they're giving him the business.
Yeah. But, what
does that do? I want to do it. What
so
is the
you rant about whatever you want to rant about, but you have to do the ugly cry. So it's like,
oh, I could do that.
I went to Wendy's and they put salt on my fries.
What
I
more?
Said no salt. What more do you want from me?
Yeah.
Lord, forgive us. This is terrible.
This is so bad. I don't even.
This happens all the time.
What did y'all bring me to, man?
What did I walk into? Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, his first
2 hours of this nonstop.
I mean, we know his first mistake was turning that phone on.
Yeah,
and talking about his personal business. What's going on between him and what's his wife's name? Or his ex-wife, I'm sorry.
Norma.
Whatever's going on between Tyrese and Norma has nothing to do with any of us. You know, there is a victim in the situation.
Keep talking.
Go ahead.
Because that's what
There is a victim in the situation, and that is Shayla. Okay.
Yep, his daughter.
You know, so what you do is you do that in private. You go through that process, that divorce process and the child support process. Do that in private. You know, if anything, you come afterwards and say and give us the good news. Give us the good news that you got, you know, visitation rights with your daughter. We don't need to know how much child support you pay. That's none of our business either.
I agree. So this becomes the question, though. Mm-hmm. To what extent, right? Now, we can't undo history.
Right.
He already went on. And let's be clear, I'm kind of frustrated even more so because then he starts posting, like, update videos but apologizing for the initial video and apologizes for the content saying, oh, I have this group of psychiatrists and I have this, you know, group of support. And, you know, actually one of the doctors prescribed me some medicine that, you know, just didn't work well with me and I was in my feelings and that's why I posted. Mm. I had an issue with that. And you just threw your case out the window.
I was just
going
to say, all that business
you have
right there.
You undermined.
You know, blame that on the devil.
Wanda.
Right.
Wanda,
I blame that on
everybody.
The devil. I heard voices that night. Okay. I accidentally left my door open and he walked in.
I was definitely.
Okay.
So, don't do that either.
That's not very good for your career.
Or your case.
But listen, this seems to be the norm in Hollywood these days. I mean, Kanye having meltdowns, Tyrese having meltdowns. I mean, you know.
So it kind of got me thinking. The reason I kind of
I have
to
meltdowns,
talk about
but I have
this,
meltdowns alone.
But see, you're resilient.
I cry on the inside like a winner.
But see, you're well, no, like a winner, really. I don't know if that's how I would say it, but okay.
I heard that in a movie somewhere. It just resonated deeply.
I feel like Will Ferrell said that.
It was. Okay. I'm not gonna say where I got it, so never mind.
Oh, right, Pastor, that's right.
Egypt.
Jesus dropped that in your Jesus. Spirit.
I saw it somewhere.
Will Ferrell said that as Gator. go on.
Gator don't play that.
But my question is, one, to what extent then should men, because the video is what it is, mm-hmm. to what extent should we encourage men to go in situations like this? Because some people are suggesting he's gone too far. Mm-hmm. Some people are like,
what do you mean, like the child support?
Or no, just like
that he's gone too far by posting this,
like by posting and just talking about it.
You never post your business out there, like
right?
That. Never,
right?
Never.
But
listen to me, everybody listening, everybody watching online, don't do any of that ever. If you need to talk to somebody, you
don't
call your pastor.
Do
it ever.
Right.
You call your
right. Yeah. Don't do that. Right.
You don't do that. You don't do that. Talk to your teacher. Talk to your priest.
That's who your support's around.
Talk to somebody, but don't talk to Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook has no love.
Right.
They will.
Exactly.
They hate you. Facebook will hate you.
Right.
Listen, this man has a
horrible
list of enemies.
I get in my feelings, and then. You know, anytime I've ever been in my feelings and I posted something on Facebook, I went back and go, that's
delete.
Bad. That's a
right.
bad idea.
Just pull it down.
You should just talk to yourself. Talk to Jesus. I should have just told the Jesus.
But, you know, Pastor Dion Whitfield said something about Facebook and social media.
Pastor Dion Whitfield?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Dominic Whitfield?
I'm sorry, Dominic. Look at that. I got Dion on my mind.
Dion's his brother.
Dion is his brother, and he bad.
He's out there laying it down.
Sorry about that, Dominic. I love you, brother.
I just want to give credit where credit was due.
Yeah.
Pastor Dominic says.
wait, just a side note real quick. People are posting, is this a man's conversation? Sisters, no, this is not. We want feedback, so all those that are on Facebook,
if you are
please.
Charging your husband for $13,000,
X, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, come on. How can
he's already paying it. Yeah,
that's
he's paying
crazy.
13.
What are
So anybody out there, you know, definitely send it. Lady, the women folk, send in your questions.
Here
send
we go. We're going to start the child support conversation.
But no, he,
I mean, you.
What'd you say, Autumn?
I said child support goes off your income, though. So, I mean, he ain't hurting.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly. That is painful.
I think he was more hurting because of the loss of his daughter and the fact that he could not see her than
right.
he was about child support.
I don't think the conversation is about child support.
I mean, that's
although
fine, but don't bring child
up.
Support into
I was
it.
Like, but it did come up.
Yeah.
But it did.
Yeah.
Right. So she
and
said,
I ain't going to lie, $13,000.
What's her name? Sharon?
Shayla.
No.
His ex is Norma. Yeah.
Norma right. said something about child support.
No, he
did
on the video.
Throwing himself under the
bat. That was the "What more do you want from me?"
Yeah, that. What more do you want?
I made
so obviously his feelings are hurt about the child support.
Well, right. I mean, but this is the thing.
But
if you don't have, because I think you once you get to when your celebrity kind of is greater than your income, because I think a lot like that's the thing we don't necessarily think about, because in our mind, he Tyrese, he been singing, you know. He was singing in the Coca-Cola commercial back in the 90s.
He's not balling like that, though. I mean,
a lot of Fast and Furious.
I was going to say, 15
like 15 of them, man.
And the last installment got $15 million.
They're going to start. You know what they're going to start doing with Fast and Furious? You know what they're going to start doing?
Uh-oh.
They're going to do the prequel things now. You know how like
they
they're going to be
way
before you know it. That's the
but
thing.
People
they're
going
to do the prequel
though.
Thing
yeah.
to make it. Then I might watch, though. I want to see where Tyrese started. You know, like what started
how they found
fast
him on the
car
bus
driving.
Singing the Coca-Cola commercial.
But what Pastor Dominic said about,
yes,
about Facebook and social media is that it's everybody's highlight reel. And that's what it is. You know, I'm not posting on there that me and my wife got into a disagreement and we ain't talking to each other tonight or I'm sleeping on the couch. That ain't what you post on. You post a happy birthday. You post, you know, the happy things that's going on in your life.
The three-month trip to Dubai. Man. You post the 3-month trip to Dubai with your daughter, and you know,
I mean, I'll post when I'm tired.
Allegedly, that you didn't communicate.
But mine is
that
pretty accurate. Is her mother. I'm pretty. My life is just like it is portrayed on my social media.
Very true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's
I'm
very
not,
true.
I'm not like, pretending.
It's on point.
But I'll post sad moments, which is why Tyrese should not be posting his
moments.
But on the flip side, I think that still goes to Dom's point as far as we don't post our sad moments. Number one, nobody wants to, like,
because I don't go to
social
media.
People, if I get on and every single time they post is like toxic, like, oh, this is going on. Oh, woe is me. Woe
preach,
is me.
Doc, preach.
You know, the first couple posts, because I mean, you know, we all lose loved ones. We all go through stuff. So if somebody posts, you know, the first time I'm praying for you,
like
oh,
a
I'm
pray
so
for
sorry.
Me post.
Yeah, you know, that's. But if
you're sad 24/7,
yeah, and all you post, it's like,
or if Jesus,
I'm gonna reach out to you in love. Like, how can I,
you know,
support
I'm go.
You so you're not
Ashley
doing
knows
this?
Exactly where I'm gonna go.
What
if your Jesus is angry Jesus?
Oh, okay.
If
yeah,
your Jesus
I'm with
angry
yeah.
Jesus, I will unfriend you in a quick minute.
Yeah.
If your Jesus is sending everybody to hell,
spot on.
I will let you go. I will kiss you on the cheek and say goodbye.
Yeah.
You can't be on my feed
right.
with an angry Jesus.
That's right.
That's the one thing that gets you off my feed. Everything else, I'm cool.
Right. Like,
but again, I think that lends to that idea that people are only posting. But I think it goes to that point that
Jesus.
You cannot, like, people only put the highlights. You only put your good or even moments. Nobody's putting, you know what I'm saying?
I need everybody to be cerebral enough to know that is why that platform exists.
Right.
Come on, man. Ain't nobody.
Well,
this ain't reality TV.
With that, social media
TV?
Is not just, you know, it's the highlights, but it's everybody's business.
Right.
Yeah,
you can't be upset, even if your page, because, you know, I work, you know, I have clients who I know if, you know, a bad day or something, they'll be ready to try to friend me and be all in my business. So my pages are private. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. So I personally have private pages. You know, my wife being an educator, kids, they... I ain't even going to
go to your
page private?
Page private.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not... Oh, okay.
You're
well,
a pastor,
I mean, but,
though. You're a pastor.
As an educator, I have to.
I was just great
that's
saying
kind
that.
Of
so
part of it. Because kids could kind of get into it. I mean, even if you're not even supposed to have it. But,
right.
Yeah, no, it's private.
Okay.
It is.
That happened.
I'm about to make mine private.
You're a pastor,
I'm
though.
I'm private.
No,
on a passcode.
You should have a personal one. Just get a personal one that's private.
Start
then
another
have
one.
Your pup. Yeah,
I'm just.
See, I don't know how that's gonna be taken over the air. But anyway,
what?
Yeah.
What I missed it. Anyway.
We're talking about private pages, but yeah. The
Where'd
point that I'm making.
Where were you?
I was just sitting over here like
right,
this.
Eating those donuts,
Marlon. Marlon went into a donut hole. Coma.
I know. I've been thinking about my donuts sitting here.
But I think. Going back to that point, though, not only is it, you know, highlights, but then it's everybody's business. Like, you can't be mad if you put something out there and everybody has an opinion about it, because that is the point of social media, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very true.
You know,
yeah, very true.
And people will chime in. And I think that's the downside. I thought about this, too, with this whole thing. The downside is that when stuff gets put on the internet, it does not go away.
No.
Mm.
It does not go away. And so
I'm so thankful to Jesus
that it wasn't
there
when
was
you young.
Around when I was
listen,
young. I would be
listen.
I would be over. Like, it would just be no more Troy. Like,
yeah.
I think that's even with political figures,
like,
though.
See, I
he's telling the truth.
What's that?
You say you're more telling the truth.
Yeah. We grew up together, so all of my dirt is in boxes in the basement,
uh-huh.
And they real photos.
They're just pictures.
Yeah.
Or just
memories in somebody's head.
You're right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
See,
nobody
now,
let those memories out if you're listening or watching.
And what kills me, see, this is the thing. I feel like it's indicative of we are the 1%, so we can talk about this. The culture, the shift of the culture.
Uh-huh.
Like, we have to become all, I mean, it's sad to say, but let me pose it as a question.
Okay.
Do we have to become a forgiving culture in the sense that, like, when people, you know, mess up before, it's like, oh, they can't be president. Remember what they, I mean, think about every, you know, presidential
we
race.
We clearly
thus far.
Have dismissed that.
We have.
Yeah, right.
Why are you asking?
Because his
we got his business out there. Right out there in the open.
And he's still
grabbing folks. He's saying things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow, and we're not here to talk about the Trump and thing, and then suddenly Facebook erupts.
Get hate mail.
And, yeah, I get.
Are there any questions on Facebook? No.
But any questions on Trump on Facebook? We'll answer them tonight. we'll let Eddie answer.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Eddie, there you go. That's what we brought you in for, actually.
You keep talking about, you know, on Facebook and as far as him posting that and just recently, it's funny that you bring it up. I didn't know you were going to talk about that, but I've been doing a little bit of research as far as this Generation Z, right? And so that's the next generation coming through, and that's my students now. What age group is this? Oh, man, like 20 on down.
Okay.
So like 20, 19, 18. So they're kind of going through all that and talk about this Generation Z.
Okay.
And, you know, what forms them, what makes them different than millennials. And so all these different things because – most, you know, businessman, you have to adapt to your client, right? Mm-hmm. And so through education, you need to adapt to your client. My client is changing. They're not even the same as they were before.
Right.
And so social media and being online, that is a part of them. They were not taking that. And people saying, and I get he's older. You know, he's not part of that generation, but he's still part of the, kind of the hip crowd or whatever.
Oh, he is, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that piece is just there. That's what people are doing. That is a way of
discussing.
It's the norm. Yeah.
And it's not going anywhere.
My friends aren't everybody I talk to here. No, my friends are global. This generation is global. And the only way to reach people globally is to do that. I got to put it out there. And I don't, you know, people might react. I might have thought you was going to react differently. I made a mistake. I didn't know. Right. You know what I mean? But I thought y'all was going to be compassionate. I said 18,000. No, 13,000. But... So it's different. It's a little different, man.
I was literally going to get some love.
I thought, yeah, I went wrong. I went the wrong way. I didn't know.
Right. My bad.
Oops.
I digress.
Oops.
So I apologize for that first one.
No. Look, man, this is a safe place.
Yeah.
No, but I think the point you bring is so incredible because, so my wife, she's an educator as well. Two things have happened. That just like jaw dropped. One day she comes in to work. Kids have pictures of our wedding, our wedding photo on the desk.
Mm.
And what they were doing, whoever it was, they had friended friends, like our family friends. And, you know, if they were like tagged in the picture and like we got, you know, family, they'll just.
You got a lot more
anybody.
Friends.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Bruh. You are a student. Why do you got, like, why does my wife's students have our wedding picture? Like, that ain't even funny. You know, she laughed. Right. I was like, I don't find it funny. So, I mean, exactly what you said.
I was like, psychologically speaking.
Listen, you know, I was.
Scary to me.
Yeah, very, very. Yeah. Need to pass out some meds. But no, the second thing, no, I'm joking. The second thing, I'm just playing off you.
No,
I'm
you just joking. Serious.
No. Oh, no. But
don't get yourself in trouble, Doc.
I know, right? But the second thing to the point that you made as far as, like, we live in a different world. I grew up, all of my friends were either at school or in my neighborhood.
Right.
My godbrother, he was like, yeah, so my friend, and he's talking, like, about this person. I was like, oh, so, you know, when do y'all do all this, like, hang out? And, oh, no, I've never met him. And they met, you know, online, on Facebook, right. On Instagram, you know, things like that. So my point is that... You know, I agree with you. We have definitely moved into a new place.
Right. In culture. They can't even tell. They couldn't tell you right now what their best friend's phone number is. And now watch. Right. Now watch. Screen. Watch this.
6004-4006.
No, you were right.
6004.
Exactly.
Yeah. You just let
shout out.
Y'all. So you know you.
Hashtag Campito.
Come on.
That was Marlon's cell. I don't know whose number that was.
That was my house number.
That was home.
That
was home.
In the past.
Yeah, when we were kids.
Oh, I thought you just released his
house. No. When we were kids, and Campito, that was my home phone number.
Shout out to Campito. We all rode Huffies. We'll be right back. You're listening to the 1%.
I love it. That was good. We all rode Huffies. We'll be back. I love it.
Son, get it. You better get it right.
We're on Huffy.
This commercial
is so silver Huffy.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I ain't wear no helmet either.
Right. Look, it's got to be used to that. Because we looked at it this week.
Shout out to everybody on Facebook that's saying hashtag no.
Oh,
that,
no, we got a lot of no angry Jesus.
Yeah.
No angry Jesus,
that.
Man.
We need to make that a hashtag.
Nobody needs it.
I like that a lot, man. Hashtag. That is a big argument of mine.
Jeremiah, if you watch and jump on that.
No angry Jesus.
No angry Jesus.
How can he be angry?
Man, you will be surprised.
No, I know. Yeah.
Let's come back in. We'll go to angry Jesus. We'll talk about angry Jesus for a minute. We'll go to the news and we'll do some shout outs. We'll go to the
sports.
Sports. And then we'll do some shout outs.
Is he coming in?
He'll come in.
Yeah, he'll come in. He'll come in.
I'm going to let her do the shout out, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we come back.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna slap these headphones on and you get ready to finish.
You come back. You start talking. Come back.
Do not make me rebuke you, boy.
I'm like, I don't know. I get a little nervous. I know.
Jesus Christ, take a moment of your time and visit our website. It's www.wwfcn.org.
Questions, Facebook.
Yeah, we're a. Gabe, where you at, man?
Right? Right? Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Gabe, you're supposed to be here, son. This Wednesday is the 1%.
Oh, thank you for these donuts.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Get off of there, Tyrese. You look crazy.
What was that commercial?
Okay.
30
the
seconds.
Other woman.
We're going to keep that a secret.
I hate this one. I said that. I was like, I'm incriminating this bowl.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And what's up, everybody? You are listening to the 1%. Let's just take it back real quick. The last segment that we had, everybody on Facebook started going wow. If you're watching or if you are online, it's your Facebook, page, right?
Troy,
yep, there we go. People
Gabe
started.
We were worried, Gabe.
Good job, Gabe. Were. Welcome back.
Way to speak.
Gabe just walked into the room.
Speaking him into existence.
You see that?
Yeah.
What is I can do all things shared. I like it. All right. Hashtag no angry Jesus.
We should start that. We should make that a thing.
It's already a thing.
It's already a thing.
It's already a thing.
Right now.
I see T-shirts. I see coffee mugs, headbands.
No angry Jesus.
No angry Jesus.
Not allowed.
We should make it a telegram. Like you just send it to people's
television
house.
Show.
Like, show up at their job. Like mm-hmm. instead of like a edible fruit arrangement, like a big flower. No angry
no
Jesus.
Angry Jesus. only grace Jesus.
Right. Only grace. In a pot of grace. Yeah. No angry Jesus is the flower with a pot of grace.
Just a bunch of honey in there. Just. A bunch of honey, man.
With a teddy bear.
So let me explain, like, no angry Jesus, because seriously though, it needs to. I see a lot of it, you know, and I don't think people comprehend the magnitude of what they do when they, you know, when they enter into that realm of, like, you know, try to convince somebody through fear tactics or judgment, you know.
Right.
Like, so I see a lot of like Facebook rhetoric out there that, you know, talks about, you know, everyone's going to hell, and if you do this, you're going to hell. If you do that, you're going to hell. And I'm like, man, I recently had to unfriend a family member because of it. And like, I love them, but like, I'm trying to get people into heaven.
Right.
I'm trying to get Jesus to come here,
mm-hmm.
and you keep sending people to hell, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As fast as I can bring them in, you're taking them out.
Yeah.
And I don't think people comprehend that, you know, when you take that position, how filthy you are when you take that position.
Yeah.
Because if you are out here trying to disqualify people, I got news for you. You don't qualify either.
Right.
Nobody qualifies.
It's funny you say that. And I think we kind of touched on this last week, but it's the idea that the gospel is called the good news.
Right. Come on.
And so often we take the good news and make it bad news. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I love how my spiritual father, he used to always tell us, you know, Jesus did not endure the agony of the cross to catch you up on a technicality.
Oh, that's good.
God is not sitting on the throne hovering over the earth waiting for you at your worst
we
to be like,
this.
I'm coming back now.
We talked about this off the air. We should have went back.
Yeah. But it's so, I feel like believers and non-believers, like we really need to conceptualize that. The fact that the cross was not a light job. It wasn't an easy task.
Right.
Even the build up. That's why he was in the garden sweating blood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The cross was so, it's like the pain of it, we can't really wrap our minds around. But he definitely didn't endure that to catch you up at your worst, like to just catch you on the technicality. Like, yeah, well, I know Autumn been loving on me all these months, but the minute she went off at the woman in Subway, bam, now I'm coming up the rapture, having you missed it.
You know, because what you, most of us,
you know what I mean?
Most of us live as if, and it's the most, it is the most anti-Christ position to take. Let me explain. Yeah. Is to suggest that, okay, 2,000 years ago, the Father poured out all of his wrath on Christ on the cross. Now, everybody listening would say, yeah, I agree with that. That is what happened. But subconsciously, in this realm of like self-justification and like pride, we then hold this other position that suggests that, no, God has a little bit of wrath left for me, so therefore I have to contribute to what Christ did and help Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we're all out here trying to help Jesus save me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to. Do you realize how blasphemous that is to suggest that there's any righteousness within you or me or anyone in this room that could contribute to what happened on a cross 2,000 years ago that saved humanity from the sin that happened in the garden? There's no way you can contribute to it. So to sit on Facebook or to take a position that is religious and says that people have to in some way earn their salvation is the most anti-Christ. You are actually blaspheming what Jesus did.
But so what do you say to people? Because and this is not my position, but I know. Well, I want to be clear because I believe that the message of grace is powerful. And beyond that, I believe that the blood of Jesus is effective. As effective as it was then, it's just as effective and powerful now. Right. It's not like the hymn says, it hasn't lost its power. Right. And at the
Sing
end
it,
of
Ashley.
The day.
Sing, some,
right.
Some
go some ahead, Ashley. But
I'm serious.
And because that's a cornerstone. You are crazy.
I'm really
that is the cornerstone of what I believe as it relates to the blood of Jesus.
Right.
For me, it undermines that belief to think that there's still some anger in God. You know what I mean? Yeah. That it was taken out on the cross.
God
is not
mad.
Legit was taken out on the cross. But there are people that would suggest by not crying loud and sparing not and preaching, you know, strict and hard doctrine,
right,
that you don't, that we take the message of grace and make it all clouds and rainbows and ignore
it. It is all clouds and rainbows, y'all.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, you got to explain that because it's a lot of people that would suggest that, you know, the rapture is going to come and everybody ain't going to make it. No,
it is.
You know, so.
That's how we were raised. That's how we were raised.
I was getting ready to say that.
When I grew up in church, that's what it was. Yeah. I mean, as a kid, if I heard a train sound, I'm like, Jesus.
Jesus is coming back.
I mean, I swear, I would get freaked out.
You know what that's?
I'd go around my house looking to see if my family members were there. I was scared to death.
Yeah, you know
I
what that's like?
Forgotten.
That's like into a father that comes into his home and slams the door, and everybody in the home is afraid of him. That's like, I don't want my daughter to be afraid of me. Mm-hmm. And she's not. She knows the disposition of her father towards her is nothing but love.
Yeah.
Now, correction? Yes. Does that mean she in some way has been communicated to her that she has this ability to usurp my grace or manipulate my grace? How weak do we think God is that we can in our limited, finite positions of humankind that we can manipulate the all-powerful, all-consuming, living God of the earth who hangs the earth upon nothing? How weak do we think he really is that we can somehow, like, you know when you're being manipulated. You know when you're being manipulated as a father, as a whatever. I know when I'm being manipulated. That's what makes it so amazing.
Yeah.
That he allows your feeble attempts at manipulating his grace. And he just says, that's okay. I'll work something out. we'll get that out of you.
Yeah.
We'll get that. He's the ultimate chess player of morality. Like, you think you can trick him, but you can't. Like, that's why it's so relational and personal. Like, that's why he took the rules away and made it relationship, because you can't manipulate him. Yeah. He's like, listen, baby, if your heart's not right, I know it, and you know it, and you know I know it.
Yeah.
So there's no tricking me.
Yeah, I know where he found me when I finally opened the door, and I'm telling you, I was earlobe deep in a bunch of mess. So, I mean, just like Autumn said, I think that, you know, that's where we've made mistakes as Christians in the past, was that's all I knew was the wrath of God, you know? And then I didn't even get guidance, because when I decided to pick up a Bible, I went to Revelations.
Man, you was like, you.
I had no idea.
You was beginning.
Scared yourself to death.
Scared myself to death. And this is the truth.
I could just see him slap that book like, yep, enough of that.
Exactly.
Page one, the end.
Exactly.
Which, man, also, y'all are crazy.
Y'all crazy.
There's dragons in there.
I was
horses.
In the spirit
right.
of the Lord.
Yeah, I was like, why he so angry? You know? And that's what kept me wandering for 40 more years.
But you know what? And this is the thing to that. What I love about God, because I know for me, like, I'm a hard-headed person. Like, if you tell me, no, you can't do this, you know, especially if it's like a challenge, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna show you I can do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? But what I love about God, and he spells it out, with loving kindness have I drawn. That's how he draws.
Gentle cords and bands of love.
And as you get to know him and you walk closer to him, mm-hmm. even in times when it is time for the rod, For me, sometimes those are the most intimate times that I have with God. And I'm not saying this like, oh, I'm a glutton for punishment, or I've gotten to this point where, you know, I'm looking through looking at my faith through rose-colored glasses. What the connection that I have forged with God, when it's time for him to correct me, not only does he speak to me in love,
mm-hmm.
he speaks to me in love, but even when it's a lesson that's hard and I get frustrated, at the end, the reason I'm crying is not out of pain, but I'm crying out of joy, because you love me so much that you would not suffer me to deal with the other side of this situation.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And your love does not his love does not feel like anger.
No.
And it doesn't change. See, that's the thing, because I think a lot of times we look at our relationship with God, we filter it through our experience with people. People love us conditionally. People treat us the way, you know, think about it. Even parents, my dad is a great dad. My mom, rest her soul, she was an incredible mom. I was a mama's boy, like, to the core. But when I disappointed them, sometimes they said or did some stuff that it was like, I messed up. And it wasn't even in the sense of like, dang, it was like, they're legit mad. So for years, to try to conceptualize that God, even at my worst, does not look at me, does not look at me in that same way.
Yeah.
It's that's the beautiful thing about the grace. That is the beautiful piece about grace, because he doesn't change. He does not hit what he decided about you mm-hmm. before you messed up is the same. That's why he can say that my thoughts towards you are of good and not of evil,
that's
despite
right.
what you've done, even to me. Because it's times that we look.
George Simmons in here tripping.
In the middle of a good word,
I
got excited.
Like that.
A strong word.
He brought us this Halloween candy.
But at the
you
trying to get
like,
it out the house.
Man, that just got to go, man.
But for real, I mean, that is the beauty. To me, that's the beauty of the gospel. It's the idea that he knew I would mess up.
Yeah.
But yet, he still, it said, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He still did it.
Right.
Still did it.
That's enough to
And did it before. And did it before you ever asked forgiveness.
Absolutely.
And before you ever sinned once, he did
it. Well, I knew I needed it.
And so to believe... And here's the thing. If you're an angry Jesus, you know, you like the angry Jesus. Just think about it. You were forgiven before you ever asked for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And how many times do you think you're going to have to ask for forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
Because he paid for not only yesterday's sins, but he had to have paid for tomorrow's. If he paid for the stuff before you got here, he had to have paid for the stuff that happens after you got here.
That's right.
So how many times are you going to like have to play the game of forgive me, God?
But again, because at the end of the day, you know, even when you mess up and you know, ask for forgiveness, what did Jesus say every time he healed someone? Go and what? Sin no more. It's the idea that I'm not trying, like I'm not living my life on eggshells trying not to sin. But it's the idea that because how much you love me and how much I'm growing to love you each and every day, I don't want to do what I used to do.
Right.
I don't want to do what I used to did.
What
I done did before. No, but I embrace my new identity. I embrace my new nature because you love me so richly. Like, it's hard to really grasp that idea that the love that you have for me runs so deep that that's that scripture. The scripture that says, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. It's not talking about let me delight in God and he'll give me a car. Let me delight, you know, I'm going to worship God and I'm going to get a house. But what that scripture is suggesting is as you delight in God, he will put it, he will give you, he will show you what to desire.
Right. Yes,
he will give you the desires of your heart.
Ashley.
And so that's that.
Ashley,
what?
Tell him something.
What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him about the angry Jesus, the loving Jesus. Everybody needs to hear Lady Ashley's perspective.
What? All I'm saying is you don't have to say everything you think.
Exactly.
You don't. Yeah. There's a thing called self-control, and we have to exercise that. Like, that's in the fruit of the Spirit. And sometimes I just shake my head. I'm like, oh, come on. Don't do it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Yeah. Don't condemn. Don't point fingers. Mm. That's not Jesus. I mean, he did come. Everyone uses this excuse like, oh, he flipped the tables. And I've heard that so many times. And you know what I'm like? But he had reason. He's Jesus.
He
like,
always
you're
flipped
not
the tables,
Jesus.
Though. They use that out of context.
Like, they do.
That's always used out of context. Because he was never flipping tables at sinners. He was flipping tables at religious folks.
Yes.
So the people out there with the angry Jesus, he's the one, he come to your house and flip the tables over. If he's going to anybody's house, he's coming to your house to flip the tables over. He's a man, and that's really what that was about. He comes in and they're manipulating, you know, the system there to make people pay for their sin. And that's what it's about. And you think about what Jesus did there when he flipped over a table. He come into your house and flip over your table because what you're trying to do is make people pay more for their sin than the next person.
That's right.
Because I see your sin, you have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. You have to tell me how much. Like, you don't have enough money. You don't have enough to pay for that sin. So just hashtag no angry Jesus forever.
Jesus.
Just get rid of angry Jesus. He's only in love with you. He only wants your purpose and destiny to be revealed. He did, that's it.
That's a praise break right there.
Believers, though, the ones of us that catch that, though, that catch that revelation about him and that he's not an angry Jesus and that he's a loving God and that he's always there and he's faithful and he provides and all of that. It is so important, though, that the ones of us that have received that revelation, that we live that revelation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, see, I do
because
want to throw some money.
If you're just speaking it and you walk around and you're not... effective. What are you doing? What are you doing with what he's given you? You know what I'm saying? And not only that, but there's so many people that are so church hurt because the people that have that revelation aren't practicing that revelation. You know what I'm saying? And
it's
not even just church
service.
Hurt, but
it's
just
because,
hurt in general.
It's because dominant passion controls culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lance Wallnau said that. Dominant passion controls culture. No matter how much of a minority it is, if it's the loudest voice... I mean, you can see this in our culture today. You can see the dominant passion of like pop culture control the culture because they're more dominant in their passion. And so, you know, those who love the Lord and those who believe in grace need to communicate that grace as passionately as those angry Jesus folks.
And I want to make it clear that we give grace to Tyrese Gibson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we love him regardless. Like, I don't want it put out there that we're just talking about people. You know, we give grace or talking negative. We give grace to him because
Tyrese. Jesus loves Tyrese.
I've been on Facebook before.
You know what? And let's
Jesus
say
was
this.
Just tell Tyrese, get off Facebook, Tyrese.
The
Holy Ghost would do that.
You know, but we're just trying to provide some comedic. You know, so I'm with you. We are, you know, for everybody out there.
Everybody, take it easy.
You know, on your drive home from work or whatever, we're just trying to, you know, help you unwind. But, you know, I think to the point that you guys made about grace, I love how the Message Bible kind of puts it. It talks about when you were saying how certain things, like whatever's loud, that's the thing that
was. That is the thing.
And the Message in Proverbs, it talks about how. you know, it says that hate, fear is loud, but love is more strong. And that's where we really, like, we have to filter everything that we do, like, that we don't get distracted, because a lot of times we fall subject to the distraction of the noise.
Right.
And so whatever we hear, whatever we see as the loudest influence, sometimes we kind of, you know, kind of get in the flow of that. But that's why it's so important to stay tapped in and, you know, so, you know. And that's all I got to say about that.
No. Additionally, about the angry Jesus, the folks that are, that portray angry Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Jesus is not angry. They are.
Right.
Mm.
If you pay attention to the very ones that spew out the angry Jesus stuff, they're broken.
Yeah.
They're angry.
Right.
They need
you need loving Jesus.
Absolutely.
You need loving Jesus.
And they're the very ones that were probably hurt in church and never got help with that bitterness, and it turned into just anger.
Like, they haven't spent enough time. They haven't built that relationship with God.
Because the Lord is not, he's not sitting waiting to just cast you into hell. He loves us.
Jesus loves you.
Yes.
And you need to spend some time in his lap. We'll be right back. This is the 1%.
Let me get them Snickers right there.
I'm so mad. I'm like, and God,
he thought of candy. Right?
And Jesus, hey, won't he be a ram in the bush?
No way.
There's a way to open it, man.
Everybody, give Jesus a kiss. Give him a kiss. We love you, Lord. We want to give you a kiss, sweet Jesus.
Come on, a
sloppy kiss, like it's been in your pocket. Oh Lord,
we want to give you that.
15 seconds.
Yeah, grab a seat. Get in on a mic.
Hello.
One.
Welcome back to the 1%. I'm your host, Troy Thompson. To my right is my co-host, Marlon Sadler.
What's going on, y'all?
Tonight, I want to give some shouts and highlights to some people that showed some love tonight. If you're here, we want to show you some love. Brian Pitre, he is the owner of BCR Landscaping. Rochelle is with us tonight, Brian's wife, and she brought Marlon some donut holes. And Marlon's absolutely
love you,
loving
Rochelle.
It.
Thank you.
I got you.
Some love for all your landscaping needs. BCR Landscaping is the one for you. Give them the email, the website. How do you get there? How do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can get us through email. It's Brian, Brian Pitre, Pettry.
She forgot how to spell her last name.
Right. 12, and that's at Gmail. Look, I ain't never even been on live.
You're a good girl.
I was doing me dirty right now.
No. We're playing with you. We
good. Go ahead. Yeah. Say it one good time. That was your practice. Go ahead.
Thank you.
We could listen.
Thanks,
Grace.
Back.
Grace.
Yeah,
that's all we got.
Yes,
it's
look,
a big
look. I feel,
Jesus loves you.
I feel like real airy right now. Like, we had church in here.
Mm. It's every week.
Yes,
it's every week.
Okay, so it's my husband's name, Brian, Brianpetry 12 at gmail.com, or on Facebook. You could look us up, BCR Landscaping. And I just want to let you guys know that 10% or more of our profits go to the needy, less fortunate.
Oh, wow.
So we're out there doing that with the. So you're not just getting you some landscaping or some snow shoveling. You're helping people.
So snow shoveling, it's that season.
It is that season. Yes, absolutely.
Yep. And maybe for your neighbors. Maybe because y'all can be complaining about that neighbor next door that won't shovel the snow. Go ahead and buy them a gift certificate.
Oh, yeah.
Give
them the special. Give them 1% special.
You get 1% off.
No, 1%.
0.01%.
Jay Simmons is in the house tonight. He brought us a lot of his Halloween candy. He brought it with him tonight. Everybody in the room. What's up, Jay? Grab a mic, man. Tell them what's going on.
Jesus candy.
Hey, listen.
Jesus candy, really?
This is Jesus candy.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
So, Jay, you're working on something. You ready to release what you're working on?
Yeah, I'm just a little sneak peek.
Can I be a part? I want to play.
Yeah, I was going to ask you tonight if you want to be
good.
A part.
I'll just put you on the spot like that. Make you ask me on public so nobody
It's
else.
Hot, though. It's hot.
Man,
it's
hot. We are going to.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Pump the brakes. Time out. How come you know and I don't know where yet?
That's the question right there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you already invited him? I'm just an afterthought.
We had to come to Jesus meeting.
You had to come to Jesus meeting.
You have to come.
Yeah,
to Troy
that's
first.
Where it was.
You need to come to Troy first.
Wait, like that's news to me. Yeah, that's what it was.
Tell him what's up, man.
Even though you're throwing me under the
bus. Doc's like, wait a minute, man. We're supposed to do this.
You called me? No, yeah, right. I'm joking. I'm playing.
I'm trying to be your doc. What you got, man?
Man, pretty much. That's what it is. I've got this huge number of individuals that are a part of the 1% as well.
Yes.
Worship leaders, singers, spoken word artists, poets, dancers, flaggers, musicians, producers, lighting guys, video guys, sound guys, and we're going to gather everybody up in a little bus,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go on tour. We're going to hit as many places as possible, and we're going to bring all that.
I mean, you said we're going on tour. Are we going to, where are we going?
So far, we got the whole entire Northeast Ohio region,
mm-hmm.
going to Michigan.
But what's our destination? We're going to churches, we're going to Super K's, Walmart's, what are we going to?
That's the thing. Like, there are some churches, but we're going to be outside.
That's what I'm saying.
Outside, we're going to be setting up at malls.
We're
going to be at clubs.
Just going to jack up atmospheres, lock them down.
We got like 3 clubs.
Never leave them the same.
Yeah.
Turn up. For Jesus.
Are you?
Big T going to DJ.
Big T, you there? That's what's up.
It's going to change the world. It's going to change the world because it's never been done before.
I'm with it. I got some ideas. I got some ideas.
You bring them.
I got some ideas.
Yeah, whatever, you know. We just need everybody to just... You know, keep it in prayer, of course, but just come be a part, man.
No, not everybody.
Almost
everybody. Don't do that.
Almost everybody.
He said, everybody come be a part.
Right.
Next thing you know, you got people over here singing that can't sing.
Come to Jesus.
You got people over here doing stuff. You know everybody can't play the drums.
Right.
You know they can't.
We got to audition like The Voice.
You got two pips right here.
Back out.
You got to.
All you got to do is find Gladys Knight. You got 2 pips right here.
I do need security guards.
So listen,
security.
Big things are coming. Jay Simmons got some big things coming. Big T is with us tonight. He's gonna be a part of that tour, but he's got sports for us tonight. Big T, give us a rundown.
Yeah, man. Real quick, high school sports, real fast.
You don't want to sit down, bro?
No, man. I'm fat, so I just need to, you know, stand up.
We
for
are
a
not
minute.
Gonna allow you to confess that.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, I like snacks.
It's true.
Marlon,
it's true.
Do you agree?
I
Marlon
agree.
Loves 100%. This noise you hear is Marlon.
I can't keep my hands out of
here. People on Facebook saying that they're hearing a lot of ruffling from
this
back. So we sorry, y'all.
Yeah, sorry.
So check it out, y'all. High school sports, real quick. As y'all know, you know, football is done. Basketball is here. Lorain Titans will be facing Vermillion on December 5th.
That's a
Tuesday night game. Clearview Clippers will be going against Valley Forge November 28th at 6 o'clock.
Clippers.
Elyria will be versus Bay on December 2nd at 7 o'clock. And Sandusky Blue Streaks will kick it off against Ashland Friday, December 1st.
We're going to ask the coach about Lorain High's basketball team here in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk NFL in a minute. Because it's just so much craziness that's going on in the NFL. But, you know, it's neither here nor there at this point right now. But we will talk about it. But NBA, though, tonight, 8 o'clock, Cleveland Cavaliers will be facing the Charlotte Hornets on tonight at 8 o'clock. And, listen, I'm telling you, it is definitely going to be a game. And you guys need to tune in. I mean, Cleveland Cavaliers, they're now at 7-7. making them fifth in the Eastern. And so it's really popping to where it needs to be. But they really need to step up and can come home back from being on the road, and they could possibly make this a 4-1 win if they beat the Hornets tonight. So we'll see what's going on. So y'all make sure y'all tune in tonight, 8 o'clock, the Cavaliers against the Hornets. NFL, your Cleveland Browns. I mean, what else can I say? They're still losing.
They're playing this week.
Man, they're terrible.
They're still losing. But anyway, yeah. There was a big thing in the news. The Papa John's CEO, Mr. Shatner, this cat wanted to send an apology to the NFL because he blamed the NFL for declining sales in the pizza for NFL being a sponsor.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because of this whole NFL protest situation that's been going on.
Blame that on Colin.
Blaming them.
Yeah. No. So,
on the lack of sales, he gets slices of pizza.
Shout out to Colin for being on GQ's cover as the man of the year. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So,
very proud of that.
So, with that, he sent a formal apology.
And let me just interject.
Go ahead.
And just because GQ has elected Colin to be on the cover, it doesn't mean that other people weren't as equally qualified to be on the cover. So if you're anti-Colin, doesn't mean you have to be like if you're pro somebody else, doesn't mean you have to be anti-Colin.
Right. Kevin. Right.
So just for Facebook audience, so don't send hate mail if you
about Colin.
Do about Colin. I don't want to hear it. I'm not entertained. Right.
I mean, when I looked at the cover though, I mean he had the afro on all black. He looked like a Black Panther.
Hey, I liked it.
That afro was
took up the whole.
It was a nice.
The afro was pretty though.
That was marketing 101.
Yeah.
And on the inside, he had the cornrows. I mean,
it was like a bullseye. It was
He switched it up. But you know, the NFL. You know, when are we going to stop this madness? You know, when can we get back to all American football. Smash Mouth.
Let's just play football.
Let's just play football. Let's have a good time and let's enjoy. But on the Cleveland Browns,
you know what you're going to get for that one.
We've lost another game.
What is our record?
He said we.
Who did y'all lose against?
Detroit.
Wait.
Go ahead. I thought of you the whole time when they was about to win. I was like, man, as soon as they win, I'm calling.
Why didn't you?
I'm gonna call the doc. Well, because they lost. But had they won, I was gonna call you and say, oh my gosh, Detroit sucks. Because,
but that's not the truth. God, I thank you for the spirit of truth. They played out on that field.
It never happened. Never got that moment. So you can give it to me now. Go ahead.
God is good.
They are
5-4. They're second in the league. Detroit is 5-4.
Oh, he thought you were telling a joke on him.
Yeah. 5-4.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Cleveland is still 0-9. They are fourth in the AFC North. And I mean, it's not going to get no better. So.
We are 0.
I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Where's the Pittsburgh at? Right.
Oh man, we're 7-2, baby.
They always win.
We 7-2, baby. Ain't nothing to talk about.
It does not matter how bad the team is. They can take Joe Hayden and make him a star.
I will say this: I think Ben Roethlisberger, this might be his last year.
It should be.
This might be Ben's last year.
You got to throw the towel in at some point.
Ben, I think Ben has some personal stuff going on at home.
Ben's always has
because his game has been on and off. And
we don't want to talk about Ben.
And
right?
Physically, man, you can only take so much. You know what
you
I mean?
You only take so much, care of your body, and I think he's wore out.
I mean, go on a diet.
I just think he's worn out.
He does.
You get tired of it.
He drinks heavily.
You've been doing it for a while, man.
I'm going
to
eat.
And he has nothing else left to prove.
Right. I was going
to
say, you can't hate him.
He's just like Tom Brady. These cats has nothing else left to prove.
Leave out on top.
Absolutely.
Tom Brady.
College football on last week. Ohio State murdered Michigan State 48-3. And Michigan murdered Maryland 35-10. Go Blue.
Who is Maryland?
Yes.
Go Blue, baby. Get out. Go Blue.
So we're going into week 12 where Michigan will be facing Wisconsin and Ohio State will be facing Illinois. That's a 3:30 game and a 12 o'clock game. So y'all make sure y'all tune in this Saturday. And that's the sports roundup from your big boy, Big T, the Radical Praiser. Indy.
That's Big T. And what you need to do is show Big T some love. Follow him on Facebook. You need a DJ. You need a... You need somebody to come over and just tell them what you do, Big T.
Please. I DJ, I drum, I MC.
You got a radio show?
I have a radio show. We are here. I am raising donations for my radio ministry. I'm getting ready to do a late night radio ministry for all gospel hip hop. And it's going to be blog radio, and it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to raise some money for me to do that. WNZN is home, so I'm always have the Well and World mix down. But on that late night when the young people are wide awake and the old folks asleep, I got something for the young people. So y'all stay tuned on that.
Where do they go to donate?
So y'all can go on Cash App. If you got the Cash App, you could donate on the Cash App. It's free to download on the Cash App, and you can do the my search name is the $, all capitals, DJ Big T, BIGTEE. Go on the Cash App, show your love, whatever you want to give, and if you don't, God bless you anyway. I love you guys, indeed.
God bless you anyway. Indeed. No angry Jesus attached if you don't give.
That's right.
But you know, we need to support culture creators. Anytime you see somebody out there laying it down for the kingdom and is creating culture out there that is answering the hopelessness that plagues our world, we need to support that stuff. You're listening to the 1%. We'll be right back.
So you need to tell me you're a Detroit Lions fan and Ohio Buckeyes.
Yeah, how's that work?
I don't like the Buckeyes.
I was confused.
When you said that Michigan State lost, I said go green. But then when you said go blue, I don't like you of them, though.
Oh, I don't like Michigan State.
But you touching me.
Why are you touching me? Y'all, it's getting real in here, y'all.
We brothers. Listen,
we brothers. Okay. Huh?
That's all good. I'm good.
Okay.
Man.
So I'm good.
I'm telling you.
I love that. Indeed.
Seriously, I've been a lot of different coaching staffs from Division III all the way to Division I.
Here we go.
And there was not one staff that was more hospitable and loving and made you feel like you were an important person than Michigan State.
Oh, absolutely.
Crazy. I watched dude on TV. He flew home just to talk to us.
Isn't that your voice?
This is the 1%. I'm your host, Troy Thompson. In the studio with us tonight is a coach and a teacher. I want to welcome him to the 1% tonight. Welcome, Eddie. Eddie Hall, should I call you professor?
Coach? Eddie, coach is what everybody calls
coach. Me. Coach. Yeah, I like coach.
Yeah. Coach.
It's funny.
It. I don't need nothing else.
It's funny that once somebody is your coach, they're always your coach. They're always, right?
Yeah,
they're always
like,
your coach.
It's kind of like a teacher, you know what I mean? Once they're your teacher, they're always Mr. such and such or Mrs. such and such.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And so welcome to the 1%.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm having fun this whole time, man. I didn't know what I was walking into.
I tried to tell you.
You did.
Everyone, I said, can be on the show. And they're like, oh, I don't know. I'm scared. I'm like, listen, by 10 minutes in, you're gonna feel like, oh, this is fun. This is a good time.
Real fun.
The reason, you know, you're here tonight, obviously, I know that you're creating culture, that you're changing what's happening in the world. You're a change agent. And so we wanted to bring you on and kind of pick your brain. And you spoke earlier about a generation, and we'll get into some of your history in a minute, but you spoke about Generation Z. Share with our listeners who that is, people watching.
So again, Generation Z are the kids coming through right now. We're talking about 20 and below. And, you know, this culture is shaped by many different things, and as all cultures are, as all generations coming through. And therefore, they react differently. So whereas before we might have communicated just via text with millennials, this generation is communicating via picture.
Right.
I mean, that's a big part of it. It means a lot to them. Putting a picture just based on context is different.
Right.
Even the last generation we're talking about, you know, reading this, or I look something up to read it. There'll be people that tell you reading is kind of moving in a different direction. If you ask a kid, hey, how do you do this? We would look it up, read how to do it, and do it.
Right.
They're going on YouTube to find that.
Everything.
Everything is there.
Yeah.
So why do I have to read it?
Yeah.
And you know, okay, so there's a certain part to reading, blah, 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 but hey, man, I can do everything you're doing.
No,
and this dude just told me.
Right. I ran into a guy who learned how to play the piano on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they can go to YouTube and become a mechanic if they want to.
Yeah. And, you know, other things with this generation, it's a lot more of you have to explain to them why. Before we grew up and you just respected authority. Authority was here.
Right.
And you just were taught to do that.
Right.
Well, this generation, not necessarily being more disrespectful, but it questions authority. It questions that. And part of that's needed. Part of that, because of how they grow up, there's been even civil unrest now and different things that have gone on. And they question authority. They question presidents. They question like this and that.
Right.
And so who am I as just like, you know, the teacher or the coach? Just do it because I said so. I don't know about that, man. I don't, nothing in my life I do because I said so. But if you show them why and you're willing to work with them and meet them where they're at, you can get a lot out of them.
Yeah.
But see, that's the hard part for generations that are older, that this is not how I grew up. You do it because I said do it.
Yep.
No, that's not how I'm growing up. So now we're at a little bit of a divide. And it happens to every single generation.
It does. It does. It's nothing new.
It's not. But every single time it happens, people feel like it's new. Yeah, like, no, this one's so crazy, and they're doing this and that, and we've lost. No, you haven't.
Right. Do your homework.
It's just new. It's just new. So what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
So your connection, obviously the connection is the issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in your position, you have a position where you're an integral part of the development of these students.
I hope so.
What's the secret? Oh. Is there a secret?
I don't know that there's a secret, but I do believe there's a process, and I do believe that myself, Coach McFarland, Coach Will, Coach Killian, you know, are part of working towards that. And it's cliche at this point, everybody says it, you know, they don't care how much you know or until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
But that's so true. And it's so true of this generation. And it's so true of children here in Lorraine.
Yeah.
The relationship piece that we work hard on, and it's more important than any X's and O's. I don't care how smart you are. You just can't come in here and start coaching. It's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care unless you have that relationship with them for them to do that. And building upon that and letting them know, hey, I care about this. I care about your grades. I care about your girlfriend. I care about what's going on at home. I really care about what's going on at home.
Yeah.
Talk to me, you know, talking to me about that and being consistent with it. I'm not just here sometimes, not other times, because that's what happens in their life. Right. We could be parents, grandparents, you know, all these different things that are in their life, in and out of their life, not present in their life. And when we choose to blame the student's actions instead of trying to find out why is that happening, uh-huh. there's where we miss it. And it's hard to do.
My wife said that. So she taught for 10 years in the Lorraine school system. And she said, you know, these students come in behind. Mm-hmm. They come in. And, you know, one of the most frustrating things for her was to, you know, like, have to sit in the room with these kids and not be able to address what the real issue was.
Yeah.
The real issues were.
Yeah. But it's, hey, we talk about it. I mean, we have full discussions about absent parents. I mean, you can talk to me about that.
Yeah.
I have, and not to say that, I mean, there's kids that you get taken aback when they're just, they say dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking to me or talking to one of the other coaches, and you know that's, I'm not, but it's in this, I don't know, this generation, it's that's more of a feeling now than it's just a blood thing.
Yeah.
And so that's why with the whole Tyrese thing, you know, I feel, you know, certain types of way about it, because I know that's more of a feeling.
Yeah.
It's not just who you had, blah, 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 blah. Man, I care about you and you care about me and give me discipline and this and that like a father would.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm gonna give you, that respect.
No, I mean, go ahead. How do you find that balance then? Because the thing about it is just what you said. Not only did your wife directly say that, but someone who is connected to your wife, who's actually teaching now, that has been the feedback. Like, these kids that I'm working with, they have like
they come
whole,
in behind.
What is it? Yeah. Manlows, or anyway, the hierarchy of needs, like food, shelter, like that type of stuff, connectivity. So how do you find a balance between all of that stuff that they're coming to you with and getting the job done as far as coaching a team to be a successful award-winning team?
Broad shoulders.
Broad shoulders.
Consistency.
No, I think it's
effort.
More, man. I think it's more.
No, okay. So anyway, if you're talking about as far as, you know, coaching wise, you have to surround them with great people. Again, there's a lot of great men who want to help these kids, who are not here to benefit off of them, who are not here to say, hey, I coach, you know, I here, look at this shirt, I got a coaching shirt, who are not here to say, well, do it my way or it's no way.
But you bring to the, see, the first time I met you, mm-hmm. you bring to your classroom, I'm sure you bring to the gridiron, yeah. this level of, like, I want you to be great.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to be great, mm-hmm. and I want to tap into your greatness. And that's not normal, you know, that's not normal. You had shared earlier, mm-hmm. that you actually went away, mm-hmm. and came back.
Yeah.
Why? Why'd you come back? Most people would have chased the money and said, I can make a ton more money somewhere else.
I graduated my degree in biology, could have been a lab doing different things, but I saw so much talent and potential in these kids who they were my generation, right? The kids I was around, a little bit older than me. And I was able to go to school, graduated, had a degree, played football, had a great time. But why didn't they? Where was that? You were better than me. I can say that. You were better than me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you aren't doing X, Y, and Z. How is that possible? How are you not using this God-given talent? Again, it's hard work, but that you're not using that to your benefit. You were given something, and for some reason, it's not there. And I feel a big part of that is creating a culture where they can do that. Where they have people on them all the time. And, hey, I want you to do this. I care about you. You screwed up. That's fine. Come back. I'm going to help you again. Yeah. And it's not just about, you know, it's just have to do this. You have to create that culture. You have to care about these kids.
So
if you don't, why do you do it?
They screw up. What do you do?
Depends on what they, it's case by case basis. I love you. Mm-hmm. You made a mistake. Yeah. What are we going to do now?
But it's always.
Oh, yeah.
Always grace in the cup.
Oh, come on. Has to be. You can't. Wait. To cut off, we've even gotten to the point where, you know, some kids who maybe necessarily you can't be around the football program. That'd be the worst thing, right? So something happened. We welcome you back. We want you here. Right. We can't influence a kid if we just get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You're
right,
done.
Right.
You're done. You've lost everything. Now, the one thing that might have saved you, it's gone. And so some people struggle with that concept. Oh, what do you mean? You're letting them do this. You're giving them another chance. Yeah, I did. Yeah. We did as a staff. But all adults have to be on the same page. But as a staff, we decided we're going to give them another chance.
Yeah. Man, I see
and they might screw it up. We're going to give them another one.
Yeah.
I definitely see you putting pieces mm-hmm. together, though, working for the kids.
Yeah.
And that comes from a place. Like, where did it come from for you?
As far as, you know, the emotional side of it?
All of it.
Like, again, I
know a little bit about your mm-hmm. about your family, and mm-hmm. As soon as I said your name, my wife knew who your father was.
So my dad is superintendent of Oberlin City Schools.
Right.
He was here in Lorain. My mother's a teacher in Lorain. My grandfather was a teacher, never in Lorain. But I always said I'm never going to be a teacher. Oh, man, I'm not doing that. I'm not going down that path. No way. And I'm a teacher, and I'm real proud.
Funny how life works.
I'm real proud, man. I had all these. I was doing different stuff, and that's not how the cards played out for me. Yeah. And it wasn't. It wasn't because I couldn't do something. It was because I was, you know, I was called to do something else.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. I love it, and I'm proud of it. And I love to go to work. Like that's you guys come in and you know, do those speeches and everything, and. You're talking about, and the kids are excited. Yeah, I want to do something I love. And I'm like, yeah, you do, because I do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why you smile. Coach, you know, coach, why are you always here? Why are you always trying to say hi in the morning? I'm tired. I don't know. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
I came here because it's where I want to be. I want to be with y'all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but those things, like, you want to be with us? It might take 20 times of me saying it, but eventually you're going to be like, thank you. I appreciate that. Right. And I get that. You get that.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's real fun. It's fun. It's rewarding.
So tell me something. Do you see the difference between, because they're staff members, like I've walked through my wife's school.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to get in trouble. Yeah.
But and you don't have to say no names, but I'm saying there are, like, I have seen where it is a clear divide. It's mm-hmm. people like you, and I can only imagine what you're like at school, because you came in here like, hey, everybody, you know, mm-hmm. do you see the difference in how the children respond to you versus other teachers, and what is that like?
Yeah, It's frustrating. It's upsetting, you know, and there's a group. It's not just me, right? Mm. There's other teachers, and we are like-minded, and we get together, and we talk. We were just having this conversation about Generation Z, and it was so funny. Me and a good friend of mine, Brian Pagan and Roe Pagan, we were sitting there.
Oh, we know Brian.
Do you?
We know Brian.
Yeah. So we
I played
we
basketball with him. Conversation with him at the college.
Yeah.
So what's up? He could ball.
Yeah, he probably say he beat you every time.
He did. He was good. He was good.
He beat Brian everybody at everything, man. That's him.
Shout out to Brian.
But we were sitting there and we were having that discussion, talking about, you know, changing, you know, meeting kids where they're at, you know, making things fast. Risk is dangerous for our kids. How do we help them with that and motivate that, nurture risk, because we don't want to do it, and it's even against this generation a little bit. So we talked about it, had this great discussion. There's things we were writing down, sending emails back and forth, and we get to the point like, what if we had a PD on this, you know, and just brought it to all the teachers? How would they respond? And unanimously, oh man, they'd hate it. Not all the teachers.
But explain that though. Why? What? Like, where's the disconnect?
It's a new generation.
Is it because hard. Do you think it's like some teachers come in just to collect a check and they disconnect emotionally from the price?
No, I think teachers. Okay, so yeah, there has to be a percentage of maybe that, right? I think here in Lorraine, there are a lot of teachers who are in it for the right reason.
I would say the majority of
them. Yeah. Like, they're in it, and it's just, it's really hard. It is really hard.
What makes it hard?
You have a CEO coming. You have, everybody's worried about these test scores. So the teachers get worried about the test scores. And so, okay, I want to create this relationship with you as a kid, but I got to get you to do this because that's my job.
You're worried about this.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah.
You know? And so I feel like parts of it have been taken out because, you know, again, there's a lot of things that go on at home that affect our students in school.
Yeah.
Eating, being ready. Did I have to watch the kids all night? Am I up? Did my brother or sister have me up because they had their friends, had a party? Did my parents even come home? So there's all these things that don't get tallied into this report card. Absolutely. Right, that don't get counted, and it's tough. And so, but as a teacher, they're still like, hey, you got to get it done.
Yeah,
sure. You got to get it done. And it's like, let me create this bond. I'm trying, I'm working my butt off, and you're getting it from one end, you know, administrative end. You better get these results. You're trying to get it out of the kids. And so sometimes that becomes hard.
Yeah,
it becomes hard.
I know that, you know, for myself, there was a strong bond between me and my high school coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me and him, I mean, that, well, for me at least, that's when you say that you have kids saying dad.
Yeah, say dad.
That was something that happened to me. I called my coach, Coach Hoke, called him dad.
Yeah.
Do you find that there's more pressure as a male teacher in schools?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I take it as pressure. I think I like pressure. I'm cool with, you know, I embrace that. So I'm okay. You know, some people, I didn't want to be a role model or I didn't. No, I do.
Right.
I'm all about that. That's what I'm doing. And I ask that because there's so many
fathers missing, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know what I mean? So many men missing.
So many. And that's a big reason that some of our students, it takes a while to get kids to understand male authority.
Yeah.
And to to respond to male authority. I chose the wrong word.
Yeah.
To respond because it's hard.
He cleaned that up quick. Yeah. He was like, no, Nickel Baggins.
Yeah, because if you come in and tell me now, you ain't going to tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy.
You ain't my daddy.
Right.
You're right, but if I was, this is what you'd be doing. So let me help you
by showing you how to do this.
And so you have to, you kind of have to embrace it, and it's okay. And you got to have a lot of heart.
Yeah.
You got to be able to do it and care about them. But as far as it being a lot of pressure, no. But even, you know, at Lorraine High, I mean, there's only 3 African-American teachers at that high school.
Yeah.
What?
Male teachers. There's one. There's, I was like, there's 3 males.
Lose my mind.
There's 3 males, one female, and one female in regular ed. I mean, that's it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's not that. You still can lose your mind right now.
I just lost it.
And then we have three special ed African-American female teachers. And it's it. And so we're talking about, you know, influencing community and influencing these kids. And hey, I want you to achieve more. You know what? I got to show you that I'm doing well because I want you to see me and think that,
That's right.
I can do that.
I can do
or more.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Yeah. Or more. And so, you know, you bring in different people. And it, again, I don't think it's all a race thing, especially in Lorraine. I think this is such a special place. You know, I've left and, you know, been in college with people who grew up only around, you know, one race, whether it's African-American or white or Caucasian. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. But here,
it's
man, it's everybody.
It's so interesting that you said
and so we miss it. And so when we talk about, you know, kids, sometimes you hear you're from Lorraine, so you're missing this, this, and this, you know, or education. That I said, but you know what you have? Something they'll never have. You are going to be able to work with every
anybody.
Person. It'll never matter.
Anybody.
Nobody can get that but you.
You will not be intimidated.
That's your skill. So take that. You can't. You won't. Right. Why? Everybody, yeah. Everybody's the same to us.
Come on.
So, you know, that's kind of what we work towards, and I'm trying to get them to work towards. It's just part of, you know, who they are.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Who they are. And own it. And own it and be from here. And I always tell them, I said, you know, I do want you to have the opportunity to leave Lorraine, but I'm not saying don't come back. Just when you come back, if you want to come back, I want you to come back. Yeah. But you better come back with something to help here.
That's right. That's right.
All right. That's what I need.
Yeah.
So that's what you're working on. It's so evident. Like when a senior, I'm like, when Elijah with 180, shout out to Elijah with 180.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When Elijah hit me up and said, like, hey, I want you to come with me to do this. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where are we going?
Yeah.
And who's the teacher?
Yeah.
He was like, listen, man, you just do it. I'm like, Nah, you're not gonna tell me I could walk into a classroom and talk about identity and purpose with very little filter. And I, you know,
that's not how it works, huh?
It's not how it works. I've just never known it to be that way, and I've never known an education system or a teacher to say, "Come on in and here. I believe in what you got.
Yeah,
that it is essential to making sure that these kids become successful.
So there's again with being such a diverse culture. You need a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
Our kids are so different.
Yeah.
All over the board. And they still talk about right now. I had one kid, he was like, man, I was gonna be a surgeon, but one, I found out it was like 12 years of school, not really into that. And these dudes seem to love what they do. I wanna be an entrepreneur. What do you wanna do, man? Like, what's your plan? I don't know. I'm figuring it out now though.
That's good.
Like, so they're excited about it. But I think you have to bring in people who are excited about life.
Yeah.
Who are excited to work with these kids because you don't want to go somewhere and somebody doesn't want to, I don't care if it's a restaurant, and somebody doesn't want to serve you. You know what I mean? We're, again, as a teacher, as a coach, that's my clientele, right? I got to make sure that what I'm doing is going to benefit them best.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it. I like it. It's my art.
I had a lot of people I went to school with that went away but never went away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They went away, but they never went away.
Went away. Yeah.
They took what they had and just they recycled it where they were. Mm-hmm. And but then there are other people that I know who never left, but left, and then are now creating culture. You know, and I guess the question is like, how do we get the students? How do we create an environment that's so accepting to those students where even if they don't leave, they still have the confidence and the courage to change their life and everyone else's life around them.
I think, so what I feel is that these kids, it can't just be you can do, they gotta believe that is actually what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, it's not something in a textbook, it was real, that's why you bring people in, that's why I talk to them, and we just have discussions about life. I have to honestly believe I can do that. I can say I want to be a doctor my whole life, but I never really thought I could be a doctor when it came down to it, right? So that could be like somebody feels, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But like, or a kid, well, I could say I can go to college, but I never really thought I could go to college. I'm just saying that because that's what I want y'all to hear. Or,
right.
I'd love to start a business, but I can't start no business. Like, they have to actually believe that's a real thing. And so people from here who are like them. I'm not just saying color. I'm talking socioeconomical.
Right.
From here, grew up here.
Where are you from?
I know where Campito is, right? Like, I need to be there with me.
Right.
I need you to talk about the green store. Like, I need you to know that and see you. Right? But if you can't do that and I know you, well, then nobody else made it. So why am I going to make it?
How am I going to make it?
It's just hard. It's just, I just don't believe it. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a big part of it.
Tell me something, because you just said before, excited about life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you define that for people listening? Because I think people always have like in their mind one thing, mm-hmm. but at least from what I heard, mm-hmm. it was kind of like a new concept almost.
I think being excited about life mm-hmm. means that you're excited about, you know, today and your future, right? I know that good things are coming, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I know that good things are here. Now, it might not just be everything at this moment. There could be some bad things, but there are good things, and there are going to be better things coming because that's what I'm working towards. So I'm excited yeah. about life. Yeah. I'm just, it's going to be good. I'm that's working right. towards a purpose.
Yeah, and right? I'm excited. Purpose and identity. yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll tell you right now, what every kid needs to hear is purpose and identity. Mm-hmm. They need to know why they're here, yeah. and then they need to know who they are while they're here. And, of course, that's all I talk about. But you were just talking about excitement and bringing excitement to the atmosphere and the atmosphere that I noticed, mm-hmm. you know, in your class and just around you when mm-hmm. you were in the hallway, when you were interacting with kids, that atmosphere became contagious.
Yeah.
It's just contagious. Like kids weren't afraid to ask you for passes when they knew they were pushing.
Yeah.
Like I seen a few of them come in and say, "Hey, I need a pass." And you're like, You're not even in my class.
Yeah, you're mine.
Yeah, but
what's
the excitement and that, yeah. that level of stuff that you do for your kids,
yeah.
is definitely contagious. And you're creating culture where you are, man. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Thank you. I hope to continue with it. Yeah. And I'm glad you see it. So then it's what do I want to say? Reassuring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes you're like, oh man, I'm gonna keep smiling, but I hope we're going somewhere. But I think we are, too. I think we are. And for you to not really know me and to come in and see it, like, I appreciate that. Like,
no, for sure. You. Yeah, for sure. Because game knows game. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. You know, you look at hustle knows hustle, game knows game, world changer knows world changer. And you're definitely changing the world one student at a time or 15, 20, 30 at a time from what I can understand, what I saw.
Yeah, man.
You know, so give the class, all your classes, tell them the 1% said, hey.
I will.
And I can't wait to be back with them, and I'll bring some of the crew with us.
Please do. They talk about it. When are they coming back?
We're gonna bring them back here. Well, from what I understand, we're working on something really big.
Yeah, we're working on, yeah.
I don't know how much we can share, but we're working. Jay, we're working on something really
yeah.
big.
Yeah, something that, I mean, we keep talking about change. Could really help influence and change Lorraine. I mean, like, we're talking about our yeah. area here.
Yeah.
Home.
When, you know,
do share.
You know, I'll share one concept from it. It was spontaneous. I was in the class, mm-hmm. and we were just talking, and we were just going off of one another. No script, no plan. I'm just like, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I trust you, E. When we get there, we'll talk about it. We got there.
That's E.
And so I'm like, okay, well, here we go. I mean, if it's like this, it's like this. I mean, because, you know, I could talk about purpose and identity mm-hmm. all day long on any level that you want to talk about it. Like, I could just talk about it. So it's like I can dumb it down. I can make it not, you know, super religious for you. And so at one point I went up to the board and I wrote down purpose is greater. And I put the greater sign, greater than everything. And from that, as soon as I did it, you know, Elijah jumped up off the table.
Yeah.
He jumped up. It was like, you know, and so it was that way in the classroom. And, you know, at one point, the Spirit of God moved. Like, here, listen to me. The Spirit of God moved so powerfully that a young man came up. We had him on a show last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God moved so powerfully that this young dude came up. And basically, Elijah, like, let him in the sinner's prayer without, you know, using the name of Jesus. He just basically said, you know, this is your plan. Tell everybody, you know, I'll confess. And so he had this. But in that yeah. moment, you know, and here's the thing for all you believers that are watching tonight and listening, I want you to know something, that you can camouflage Jesus and still not compromise him. You can, the power of God transcends culture. It is called the glory of God. The glory of God, when it's on you, is tangible. It manifests.
Yeah, yeah,
it's the unspoken manifestation of your Father. And I don't need to announce that Jesus is on me for you to feel him.
That's right.
You will feel him when I enter a room. You're going to know these cats are different. They have something. Those other people who come in here and juggle balloons and stuff, they got something way better than those people. These cats got
something
on them. Yeah. They look like their dad. And, you know, and so purpose was greater than everything. And that's kind of where I'll leave it. And That's what we're working on, and there's some cool stuff in the works.
That's true. That's funny that you're saying that. So again, there was a lesson that you know that I did, and again, you have to be careful with it because you're in the school.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's my livelihood, but I want to stay around these kids. So I got to make sure.
Just so we're clear, I did not use Jesus or God.
No, I just
spoke in intangibles that were.
That doesn't mean it can't guide my lessons.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it can't guide your lessons, right? And so I was sitting there, and one more light came on. It was Chester, Linkin Park, right? So it was like a really big thing to me, and I remember listening to Linkin Park, and I was trying to think of a lesson to have my kids. We like to do reactions. We like to talk. Just get the kids to talk. You know, because that's, you know, it's a little bit of lost art sometimes.
I love when
you know,
they
it's
talk,
texting, man. But we just want to have conversations. And I want it to be something real relevant that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so actually, I have a class that have a lot of my football players. And we if you don't know, Chester, you know, committed suicide. It's really tough. You know, it's hard on the band. It's hard on the group. It's hard on the community, music community. And we also lost a football player last year. It was real hard on a lot of us. And I don't know why it was that. I was looking for something. I heard the song earlier in the day. I heard it again. And then all of a sudden, it popped up on YouTube again. I'm just chilling at night. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. Well, you know, we're going to listen to this song. There's no cursing in it. And we're gonna talk about suicide. Because, you know, I just think it's something, you know, that might be important to do. And after we go ahead, we listen to it. And we're going through it. And some of those football players in there, they're like, wow, you know what I mean? And I get it, and we're just taking the lyrics from the song, and what does that mean? What does it mean? No one cares if, you know, one more light goes out, if there's a million stars, but I do. You know, people care about you, you know what I mean? I care about you, you know? You have to be able to talk about it. You have to be able to talk to people and get out there so that you know people care about you. So we're going through all this stuff, and we get through it. We listen to the song one more time. Right. And then we're going to write, and we're going to have a full discussion because we broke it all down. And I kid you not, when you talk about purpose, there was a reason I had the song. For no reason in this whole world, the student who, you know, we had lost, his brother walks in the room. What? For no reason.
Wow.
Had no reason. He's never walked into that class period before. But we're doing this lesson. He walks in the room. Hey, guys, what are you doing? You know, no the wiser. Song ends. I had this girl, she just bust out crying in the side.
Yeah.
The one dude, I'm telling you, in the front, he's kind of a tough kid, you know, this and that. And he just goes, that is God. Like, I'm just saying, his eyes, and he's not getting it.
That's
I'm
so
like,
good.
I got goosebumps. I'm sitting there. I'm like, what can I help you with? He's like, nothing. I was just seeing how you're doing. He's walking. He's like walking the hall, you know, not doing what he was supposed to be doing at all. So I popped in.
Yeah.
All right, man, is everything good, though? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, all right, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go find my class. I'm done peeing now.
He said, not doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Yeah, not doing what he was
supposed
to be doing.
But doing what he was supposed to be doing.
And doing 100%. You can't tell me. You can't tell me.
That's the providence.
That they didn't just send, he's like, hey, man, little bro, I need you to go in there, make sure they knew that you was doing that. Coach did the right thing that day.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Purpose,
yeah.
Man. It's weird. It's a true story.
You are holding it down, man, and I salute you, and you got a platform here. Anytime you want to get on, there's an open door for you. And we'll have you back in.
I'd love
talk
to,
about what's happening over there at Lorraine High. And sounds like we're going to be working together here.
Yeah, we are. We're going to help create even more culture and really get this thing moving. It can't all be on the one end. You know, community cares about the school, too. So
that's what's up.
We're going to do it.
Keep holding it down. Thank you,
yeah,
Eddie Hall, for being here. You're listening to the 1% Power 89.1. We'll be right back.
My question is, you can't talk about God in the classroom as a teacher, correct?
This is what he gave me. I'm like,
you can do whatever you want if you don't get in trouble for it.
I didn't want to get him fired.
Yeah, just don't get me fired.
I was personally wondering, because like right now my daughter is being taught different religions in school.
Mm-hmm.
She's being taught Buddhism, she's being taught Christianity, she's being taught all these different religions.
What is it like specifically like a faith-based school or no?
No, this is Lorraine City Schools.
Yeah.
This is Longfellow.
And then, you know what?
And to be honest, I was a little bit shocked because I'm so used to being on my... Because the reason why I was shocked was if I can't talk about it.
We gotta talk, man. We'll go rap sometime.
Yeah, sure.
All right, get together.
One minute. I was mid sentence.
Did you say something?
I was mid sentence. It's cool. So, if I can't talk about it, but the teacher can talk about it with my kid. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm a little thrown off.
You know what? It's getting a little less, almost heavily. I think you can't, I haven't heard anything.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, don't talk about this or talk about that. So, you can, I can't. But if somebody brings up an issue with it, then I have an issue.
Right.
Okay. But no, I think it's part of the curriculum.
Okay.
I don't
know. Let me say this because I'm running out of time.
What?
Oh, you call me right back.
I think she's doing a social studies.
Call me right
back.
That's cool. Maybe they're putting it on your list as part of like learning about it.
Welcome back to the 1%. This is your host, Troy Thompson. You need to support WNZM Power 89.1. We need all of your support. We need you to partner with us to make sure that we are creating a platform that the kingdom can be released from. Tonight in the studio with us, we have Gabe Davila. Gabe is no stranger to the show. He's been here before, has a compelling, absolutely compelling
so
testimony,
powerful
story. Gabe, welcome to the show.
Glad to be back, guys, man. I was waiting for it all week.
It's good to have you with us.
You know, it's funny, when he first walked in, he walks in and he goes, man, I didn't know it was going to be all these people in here. I thought it was just you and Troy. And then you came out here and just tore it up, man. Like, I mean, your story is so powerful, but
as soon as I got in, God literally just came in my body. Like, that's just what happened.
So we got a call. I don't mean to interrupt. We got a call coming in right now. Want to take that call? Hello, listener. What you got?
Hi. I was listening to your program. I'm Dusty, and we have a young lady in our church who's an alcoholic, and she and she's on the program there on WNCN on Wednesday. Elder Michelle Jeffrey wrote, she teaches vision board, and I was thinking that would be a wonderful thing that the coach could work with these kids with the vision board if he'd want to get a hold of her. She's been going around to the other schools and teaching the vision board.
Yeah, we'll get that information from you, and we'll pass along to the coach here and let him know what you got, all right?
Okay, and then I'm sure you have her phone number because she does do a program on there.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Okay.
So you listen to the 1% every week? You listen to the 1% every week?
I just listened to it tonight.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. It was great.
All right. Well, we appreciate it.
Awesome.
So you're a teacher? Well, you're not just a substitute. I mean, you're...
They need me.
What's your name? Melissa Bernard.
Awesome. We'll keep holding it down. And what were you saying? Didn't mean to interrupt you.
Pardon?
What were you saying?
You were saying kids are so important to you.
That's right. We'll just keep.
I just wanted to let you know.
We want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. We'll get that information to the coach. Thank you for tuning in to 1%, Melissa. You keep creating culture there.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We love you for listening.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. Gabe, you were saying we took a call, but you were saying.
Oh, no, you're good. You guys really opened it up to me, and that's why I reached out to you this week, and I felt like God was. Like I said, I get a bunch of things in my head where I feel like God's talking to me, and I feel like he told me I need to give my testimony to more people, and I want to reach out to public schools or Christian schools or juvenile centers or jails, you know, anywhere that'll take me with your help and your guidance, and, you know, give my testimony to let people know no matter where you are in life, I swear every time I come in here, I get emotional. No matter where you are, no matter where you are in life, that's God can literally take you out of it. Yeah. And, you know, and I can't stand when people say, well, I'm having bad luck. There's no such thing as bad luck. Right. You know, that is just God getting you ready for a comeback. That's all it is right there. He's just getting you ready to make your statement. That's all that is.
That's so good, man. Yeah. Because originally talking to you, you said that you didn't like, I guess, talking to people about what God has done in your life. So when did this revelation happen?
Probably, honestly, about 2 days afterwards. Yeah. Emily brought it to my attention. My fiance, Emily. I got to give her a shout out every time I'm on here.
Yes, sure.
And,
smart man, smart man.
She brought it to my attention, and, you know, I was always embarrassed. I felt like I didn't want my friends to know. I didn't want people to know what I went through. And, you know, she brought it to my attention, and it's like I feel God talk to me throughout the whole day. Like, what if you can save one more kid? Mm-hmm. What if you can save one more man who's about to die on his deathbed, and you bring him to Christ? Mm-hmm. You're not doing this for yourself. Don't be so self-absorbed where you think that it's all about you. It's not about you. It's about what he did for you. And, you know, that is exactly what I want to do. And I know you guys are the right people, the right circle to help me do that. And, I mean, again, ever since last week, it's just, I mean, 2 weeks ago, it's just been like God has been talking to me. And he doesn't talk like whisper. He screams. He, like, is in my head constantly.
Well, I think what's funny, though, is not only did he say that, but he also said off air as well, he didn't feel like he had anything to say. So to go from that to where you are now, like, to me, that's the standout moment. The fact that you, because remember when we were talking over here, you was like
in the corner,
you were like, man, I don't feel like I have anything to say. Yeah. And we were all sitting around like, bruh, did you hear the words that were coming out of your mouth? Like Chris Tucker quote, like, you know what I mean?
I was going to say that.
Right, you know what I mean? But it was like the things that you had gone through, and you're speaking about it from a different place. You know what I'm saying? That's powerful.
Like, I don't know if you realized what you did that day. There were so many comments that came through Facebook Live about your testimony, man. It was powerful, you know? And so I'm so glad that you're receiving.
God brought me. Like, it's crazy. He makes people meet each other when he does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And you guys are my hype men. And I needed my hype men at that moment.
I'm your Don King,
you
Gabe.
Guys literally,
I'm
like,
Flavor Flav.
Yeah. All right. And, you know,
I'll just be Michael. But yeah, I'm like,
and I mean, you guys just brought the fire more out of me than it, like, you know, it was in there, but it was like a little flame. And you guys turned that little flame to like a huge explosion right now. And, you know, I talked to Emily about like my rapping, you know, like my spoken word, like all that.
Oh, you blew
our
mind.
We're going to get to that.
Hold on. I was just about to say, because you
one for you guys. You guys, I got my beat. I'm going to freestyle about what you guys talked about in the
area. No, you're not.
I'm going to do it because I want to let you guys know that God is he's in my mind. He literally gives me words.
He's in my mind.
He's in my mind.
So you got that ready?
I got
that
ready.
Hold on, we're doing it right now.
No, just wait till.
Yeah, I want everybody to just sit back and
Yeah, we pump the brakes.
I'm just saying,
because
he came spitting last time. You know,
I know we went out on that the last time, but we need to let room exist for that.
All right. I know how to behave.
How much time do you want?
Honestly, if I need probably about like 2 minutes to 4 minutes.
Cool. I got you at 6:55. That's where we will go.
And no swearing. I don't cuss when I rap at all.
We didn't.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I don't want you guys to have to like bleep.
That, no, we really appreciate
that. Is a good thing. Martha Stewart.
Because we want to come back here next week.
Lady Ashley, you don't swear when you sing, neither do you? You have to?
No.
I never do. I heard I always do.
Listen.
Like, you give me the Facebook, man.
Gabe, listen, your content is incredible. Like, it's incredible, your testimony. But when we were talking the last time, you started talking about something deeper beneath the surface in your life. Do you remember part of that conversation? Mm-hmm. We started talking about money, and we started talking about purpose, and you had some perspectives there that were incredibly relevant.
Money and purpose. I mean, I talk so much, man. I have so many things that go on. You got to, like, can you give me more specific?
Yeah. What we want to get to is, do you believe that purpose is something that can be absorbed in the moment? Or do you have to be, like, where did it come from for you, your purpose? How did you figure it out? How did you get to it?
I guess when I had nothing. When I had nothing is when I actually found my purpose. Like, you know, when I say I had nothing, I mean I had nothing. Like, literally about to go through a heart surgery, and that is when I found my purpose. Mm-hmm. And I tell Emily this all the time. I would rather be poor, dirt poor, happy, healthy, and living in Christ than be a $50 million guy and hate my life and be bitter. Mm-hmm. You know, because money is only, what is money? I always tell her all the time, like, she'll be like, don't spend that on me. Or, like, last week, she's going to be mad I'm saying this, but uh-oh. I was a jerk. I was just, you know, I was a jerk. I sent her edible arrangements yeah. to work.
That and
she's
was like, not that's a jerky not a, thing.
She's like, that's not in our budget. I was like, well, you know what? I felt like it was in our budget because I did something messed up. We got in an argument. And, you know, and she was like, well, we don't have it. I was like, you know what? It's cool. I got rips in my basketball shoes, but I'd rather get you a box of edible arrangements because I love you that much. And, I mean, if I can't love you enough where I can give you $50 to tell you that I'm sorry, you know what I mean? Then what is money? It's just paper, you know? And that's what my purpose has to be so much more than how much money I get or like yeah. what I want to inspire people. I want to literally bring people to Christ on an everyday like basis. And I don't want to miss one soul. I don't want to miss one person, you know? And I know I'm not like God's, you know, perfect.
Chosen child.
Yeah. Chosen child. But,
maybe. You.
So what are you doing right now, Gabe? What are you doing?
You
right
are.
Now?
Right. You are.
You are.
You are
chosen.
I
yeah,
am.
Come on.
I go, like, you know, I'm training kids. I'm giving them his word, whether they want to hear it or not, you know.
Yeah.
I pray with them.
How do I get my kid in your program?
They got to call me. 216-609-2365.
216-609-2365.
And
this is
say
it one more time.
And balling for Christ.
Balling for Christ.
And when your kid comes to me, the thing I always say is, however he acts at home is not how he's going to act in the gym with me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like, well, what do you mean? There is no swear words. There is no eye rolls. And if you, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to kick you out. You are going to run suicides until you throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to learn that when you're in the gym, you respect the game and you respect Christ and you respect yeah. me. And, you know, and a lot of kids, like, you know, the kids that I work out, they'll be like, oh, man, you're mean. Or, you know, I'm gonna, like, I can't. I say, well, act like this. Act like your coach is here. Like, act like your coach is here. Would you say that in front of your coach? Because right. you know you wouldn't start. You know you wouldn't get no playing time if you sat there and you won like yeah. that. So don't say that in front of me. And don't do that in front of Christ. And don't do that in front of God.
Be
he
respectful.
Gave you legs. He gave you, you know, breath. He gave you a heart. You can push until you're going to pass out.
And this coming from a man whose heart stopped.
That's why I think I'm so
many
hard
times.
On people. Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think I'm so hard on people because in my mind I'm like, you're complaining
you're
because
complaining?
you can't breathe right now. I literally couldn't breathe. I literally was on the bed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
like I don't want to hear your complaints. Push until you got no more and then complain.
And they had to have surgery how many times?
Three times.
And
three
just
times.
Kept playing.
Yeah, I mean God's good.
He's Gabe, like, say your number one more time for people.
216-609-2365. And then we have a Instagram.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to your Instagram, man. You need to work on that.
Yeah, it's not great.
Is that right?
It's under construction.
I'm like, man, Gabe,
yeah,
I'm
going to
take some pictures. We're going to put them on there.
I'm going to start letting Troy handle the Instagram,
no,
too.
I was going to say, we got people for that.
Yeah, you guys. Know?
Man, we can sit down and counsel. We could get to the bottom of that.
I'm not, yeah, I don't even, see, I thought I had it, but my storage is really low on my iPhone, so I had to delete pictures. And that was one of the pictures that didn't make the cut.
See the way my bank account is set up.
So go ahead, get that phone number again. Just one more time.
You know what? I'm going to give my email address, too.
There we go.
Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, Gabe, G-A-B-E, 13@outlook.com. Emily's name is first. That is right. Emily, Gabe, 13@outlook.com. And if you don't have enough money to where you can pay for the rate, I promise you I'll work with you. I don't care if you only got $5 or $10. I will work with you. It's not about the money. It's about getting you in the gym and making your dreams come true through Christ. I mean, that's what it's about. Yeah. So, again, don't think that because you don't have money, you can't do it. No, you can do it. I promise.
I love how his passion is like another person in this room right now. Like, I love how your passion precedes you. And if nothing else, you know he loved Jesus, he loved
yes.
basketball, and yeah. he loved Emily.
Yeah.
Yo, look, he loved Jesus, he loved
That's
basketball,
right.
Wait, no. Jesus, Emily, then basketball. Yeah. In that order. Yeah. Right. In that order.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, especially when we're on air. So Jesus, Emily, strong second, and then basketball. Strong second, and then basketball. Yeah. Yeah. She's right there.
Listen, man, I got respect for that. My wife always tells people, we're going to be married in heaven. So, oh, yeah, baby. That's what's happening.
Married in heaven. Brittany, you hear that? Anyway, go ahead. Married in heaven.
It is 6:55.
6:55 on the clock dial, and we're about to hear the drop.
I love it.
I can't wait. Okay, do you need me? Do you need me to hold that and put this up here to the mic for the
auxiliary
music?
Cord? Yeah.
So what's about to happen is one of Gabe's many abilities and talents is to just free flow. He's been in the room tonight, all night, listening to the conversation, and so he's about to just go off of the conversation in the room.
You got you guys have an auxiliary cord or no?
I don't think. Do we have an auxiliary cord in here?
I don't think we were prepared.
There's a bunch of cords.
We had so many cords.
We go right to the mic.
Okay, before we started this show.
Make sure it's all the volumes all the way up. All right.
Yep. Just carries his beat with it.
Now, I got a different persona when I rap. Now, I'm not going to be yet. The beat hasn't dropped.
So no judgment here, bro.
All right, I kind of close my eyes. It's like a meat meal type of thing where I go.
You're good.
Hey, I got a different persona.
I guess you could say I'm chilling with my dude Troy and Marvin. And when it comes to the Lord, I'm straight sovereign. I'm starving. My heart used to be hardened. Now I'm getting to the cup. You can call me James Harden. And see, we talking about the coach and how he got his life. And how we taking these kids and bringing them all to Christ. And see, I give him so much respect, cause he paid the biggest price. He allowed me to do decisions that ain't that right. But in hindsight, I know that my Lord is shining so bright. So I grip him so tight and hold him with all of my might. His love for me is never light. I'm telling you that he got me and everyone in here in flight. And see, I'm chilling, and I got so much anger and passion. And see, it's crazy, cause I got my man Troy, and he gave me this joy. He gave me this platform to go on. That's why I'm about to drop this beat and kill it just like a bomb. It's crazy, cause they acting like this ain't nothing but a flickster. I'm chilling with my guys, and they all eating these Snickers. They eating this candy, and it's so dandy. I'm telling you, I'm about to do this so hard for my girl Emily. When we first met, I might not gave you that respect, but now I'm digging you, not for your body, but for your intellect. That's why I give you respect. That's why I don't want your sex. That's why you always keep me in line and keep me so in check. And see, for those people and those viewers out there who don't think that I love the Lord, well, I promise I do care. He gives me his heart, so I give him something to share. Cause he took the devil away from me and made me more aware. That's why I take a deep breath. I look beyond my own success, and I know that the Lord made me straight blessed. 3 heart surgeries in my chest. How did I pass that test? But I can tell you, I give the Lord something, cause he's got greatness. He's something like a Loch Ness. Not no fantasy, but I'm telling you, he allowed me to fulfill my destiny. When I collapsed on that floor, and I thought I had nothing left to give, that's when he told me, son, you gotta live. Cause you are a kid who believes in me, and I'm a Christian. But that don't mean that my world will always glisten. That's where you're really missing. See, I'm on a mission, and I ain't fishing for your love. I'm just fishing for the Lord so he can give me a spiritual hug. And see, this is off the top of the dome, and that means wherever I go, the church is always my home. And I ain't gotta condone no tone or try to be no fake, cause see, I don't do this to be like Drake. Check it. I don't wake up to get my cake up or try to put a makeup. I don't wake up to bake up. See, I don't smoke and I don't drink. That don't mean that I'm crazy or I need a spiritual shrink. That just means that I'm on a different road. I got a different link. And see, freestyle from the top of the head. I'm shooting stars at people, viewers like it's infrared. As he holds the phone, it's an apple. And see, it's kind of crazy. I'm thirsty, he got a water, but I need a Snapple, And if you don't think this is freestyle, I'm about to have you all laugh. You're about to all smile. He got an army coat, and I'm killing this game. It's kind of crazy how they want to change Lorraine and get it different so it's not the same. But I guess that the only way that you could really do that is help these kids and get them saved. And you like, how is that the perfect way? Because see, you bring them to Christ and you have the life straight praise. That's why I'm telling you, the Lord is the one that I admire. He put this passion inside of me, something just like a fire. He's the one one that I desire. See, I treat him like a sire. He's my shire. He's the one I want. I hold him to the wire. I know we ain't got that much time, so I'ma make it slower. I'm about to tell you why I'm about to go so hard, I'm a grower. And see, I could rap forever, I could rap for minutes, but when it comes to Christ, I guess right now I got to be finished.
Yeah.
Good job.
We got to go. You got to tune in next week on the 1%. Wake up your 1%. Hustle like heaven to make sure someone out there feels the effects of your influence. Bring heaven to your home, your city, and your nation. Don't wait till it's too late. Get to a place that manufactures hope this Sunday. That means go to church. Go find Jesus somewhere. I'm your host, Troy Thompson.
I'm your co-host, Marlon Sadler.
We'll see you next time. This is the 1%.